Position number 21052, wheel 5.
Charles Carrington, reel 5.
Now, we had, while I was in Greece, we had one lad in our platoon. His name was Carter. Now, he was a burglar before the war, and we all knew it, but he was quite trustworthy with our money because he wouldn't touch it, otherwise he'd be in dead trouble. But when the European war was drawing to its close, we had a psychiatrist come round to interview men to see what they're going to do after the war. Now, this psychiatrist said to Carter, "What was your trade when you joined the army?" And Carter, he stammered rather badly, so I won't imitate his stammer, but he said, "I was a burglar. And this psychiatrist said, "Don't take the mickey out of me, man. What were you when you joined up?" And Carter said, "I was a burglar." And the officer was threatening him with all sorts of dire punishment. So he put his paybook on the table and said, "Here, I trade on enlistment, burglar," in his paybook. And this, it sounds like a musical joke, but honest to God, this is the truth. This surprise says, "Well, what are you going to do when you leave the army?" And Carter said, "I'm going to be a better bloody burglar." And the surprises went absolutely berserk with it. But that was the sort of thing he did, and it was almost unbelievable, that the attitude towards life of men like that. We had all sorts of, as I've said, most of the lads I served with were East Enders or Cockneys. They came from Bermondsey, Bodie, Elephants, and all over that area. Once you got with them, once you become one of their muckers, as they call it, they're damn good people to have around you. And I served more almost the whole time. When the Korean War started, who had been one of my great friends, and the one who brought me into trouble by being out after curfew, when the Korean War stopped, there was an article in the papers about the post office refusing to allow relatives to send telegrams to the released prisoners, which after the Second World War they'd allowed them to do it, but after the Korean War they said no, they wouldn't do it, they'd have to pay. And there was an article in the paper. I opened the paper to read it, and there's a photograph of my mate. Apparently he was captured by the Chinese in Korea. And he was the one who, this row had arisen because his wife wanted to send a telegram to him and couldn't do it. So, you know, it's coincidences like that that bring your memories back to you. That there's so many things that you remember about these episodes.